You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Walls, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, 833-212-1017. That is the Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017, where you can call in and text in and let us know your thoughts and comments on today's show. Again, this is the greatest 60 minutes in radio. You can also watch and stream us live on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That is 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Where you can give us a like, you can give us a share, you can give us a subscribe, so you don't miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to DJ Brother Z holding it down on the ones and the twos. And shout out to you, Truth Nation. All right, well, Truth Nation, I'm back. What a weekend it was. I'm going to definitely get into that weekend. But before I get into all the bachelor party updates, and I learned a lot. Before I get into that, I do want to quickly let everybody know that through the transition that we're having to Milwaukee Black Media, I made a decision and we all made a decision that I was no longer going to be having Truth to Power. So Truth to Power, my last show of Truth to Power will be Friday, May 22nd. It'll be Friday, May 22nd. That will be my last show. Shout out to all y'all for, everything over the last couple of years. And we'll talk more about it at the end of the week as we'll take time to reminisce. We'll take time to talk about the future. We'll take times to, look back on the past. But I just want to say, so my last day doing Truth to Power will be this Friday. But I will be, I'll be staying with Good Karma Brands. I still do my show on ESPN. And just full transparency, I couldn't do both. I just couldn't, You can't work for two different radio stations and being able to move back and forth. It just wasn't the thing that I'll be able to do. And I knew that instantly. Like, I knew when I found out about everything, I knew I was staying with Good Karma Brands. I still have the ability to do stuff. And so, we working on some stuff. Truth to Power may not be on 101.7 The Truth, but Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace will live on in other spaces. So, I'll have the ability to be able to still bring y'all shows. We're going to figure out the capacity, if it's going to be YouTube only, or we're going to have podcasts, definitely clips on social media. But yes, this will be my last week doing Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. And it is, like I said, it's bittersweet. It's sad for me, but also I'm very hopeful, and I'm excited for the fact that I won't be on The Truth. I mean, this is a crazy, 15 months. I've been doing this radio show for 15, 16 months. Something like that. Like, it's crazy. It's been amazing during that time. Like, it really has been great during that time and building this audience and talking to y'all. So I'm not going to stop talking to y'all. I'm just not going to be doing it on 101.7 The Truth every single day. And that's okay. It is okay. Life is about having to make tough decisions, and you have to do what is in the best interest of you. And, again, full transparency, Good Karma Brands, we got all this great stuff. And I know Sherwin was talking about in the show that they're still going to be doing stuff from this studio here. So, I'll still be around everybody. But I still have all this great technology to utilize. So Truth to Power will be, it won't be on 101.7 The Truth anymore come Friday, but we'll still be having some things and for ways for y'all to be able to hear my show and others. And there'll be an announcement later this week about what that new lineup looks like on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So that'll be coming up at some point, hopefully this week. But I just wanted to make an announcement to let everybody know my last official show will be this Friday on 101.7 The Truth. But with that being said, Truth Nation, you already know it's time to hit them with Off the Top.
Truth Nation, we know you have a busy life and the weekend went by too fast. If you missed any of the headline stories, no worries. We got you covered on the top stories you may have missed. Tap in for the weekend recap on Truth to Power. Kyle, tell Truth Nation the biggest headlines they need to know.
Nation, today is the tax assessment day. Tax assessment deadline for people to appeal. And sorry for those who are on YouTube. Sorry about the stuff happening with the YouTubes. I apologize. But for those who are listening on your radio, all good. But today is the tax assessment deadline for people to appeal their tax assessment. That is at 4:45 p.m. today. Again, 4:45 p.m. today. Now, to keep this easy, if you want to appeal, you still got a couple hours to do it. Just simply Google Milwaukee tax assessment appeal. That's what I need y'all to Google. Just Google Milwaukee tax assessment appeal, and you'll be able to appeal your Milwaukee tax assessment. Now, from there, you'll go to the click on the web page. You'll be able to navigate. You'll be figure it out. I know I figured it out myself. Key thing that you need to know your tax key number. And then you also need to know your PIN number so they're able to look up your actual they're actually able to look up the paperwork that you need so you can go in and you can actually fill out that assessment appeal. It'll take a little bit of time, but I was told that it's hard. I was told by multiple people who either work for the tax assessment, knew somebody working in tax assessment or used to work in it. I got some insight that told me it's very hard to win these appeals because a lot of the data is driven by home sales in your neighborhood. And there's other factors as well that go into it. But I was told that it is a very, very, very hard appeal. But again, just because it's hard doesn't mean it's not, you know, it won't go through. So I encourage folks who are thinking about doing a tax assessment to go ahead and get yourself that tax assessment appeal. And one thing I'll say is right now, the housing market is very, very hot. It's very, very hot in the city of Milwaukee. We saw an increase of 6.43% in 2025. And according to the Journal Sentinel, last year saw almost a $30,000 jump from 2024 median value of homes across the city. And I think the city of Milwaukee right now, I feel like, and I talked about before, I feel like we're teetering in dangerous territory. And there may be a housing bubble on the horizon. Because as you all can see, the economy is rocky. Like that is, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It doesn't matter who you voted for, or who you like. You can't deny right now. There's some economic strain that is happening currently with our economy, and it's rocky right now. And people are really stretching themselves thin. Truth Nation, they are. Credit card debt is at an all time high. Auto loan delinquencies and repossessions are hitting record highs that we have not seen in over 30 years. And mortgage delinquencies increased by 4% in the first quarter of this year. So again, these are all little factors that are, to me, showing that here in Milwaukee, we the economy is, for the housing market is good, but if there's a massive layoffs across the community, we may end up seeing things like we saw in 2007, 2008, and 2009 with the crisis, with people losing their homes. So again, it's something to just be, you know, think about. I feel like people are stretching themselves entirely too thin. A lot of people are going house broke. Hell, I'm going house broke. But a lot of people are going house broke, so definitely something to be on the lookout for. Also, Truth Nation, I missed an opportunity last week, and I'm glad I did. So when I left, I think it was when, I got some information about data centers last week, and I just didn't have time to fit it into the shows because I heard about it, and it was just too much information. That I wanted to get out there, and I was off Thursday and Friday, and so when I was gone, I saw all this stuff about the data center, they're trying to build a data center in Milwaukee, and I am so glad that I did not have a chance to talk about it, because I will admit, when I was thinking about this data center, I was like, okay, uh-oh, here goes data center. What are they trying to build in inside the city of Milwaukee? But I am glad that I didn't have more information, because clearly there wasn't enough information out there for people to be able to make an educated opinion, in my opinion. And after I have done some more research and I've listened to what people are saying, it seems like calling this building they're building over there by the old Walmart in Milwaukee off of Fond du Lac, between Fond du Lac and Hope, and really Fond du Lac, Hampton Capital, all in that little area over there, calling it a data center at the Midtown Center might be a little bit of a stretch. It may be a stretch saying that it's a data center. It may be a little misleading. Now, according to Alderman Mark Chambers, who's the alderman of that district, he said it's a data processing center, and it's data processing, computer services, computer research facility, specifically focused on high-performance computing. The owner of the building said that this facility would be for medical research and computers and have no servers. So listen, Truth Nation, I don't want data centers near anywhere I live at. I do not. I think it's too much damage and too much harm. I don't want data centers anywhere near me, because there's like a 15-mile radius of where the data centers, based off the information that they do have about some of the negative impacts, it can impact up to 15 miles a radius around the data center. So I don't want to be within 15 miles of any type of data center. And I would never forget the first time I ever saw a data center in Northern Virginia. I remember driving through Northern Virginia, and I was like, what in the heck is that building? I was told it was a building full of computers that stored data, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, they just got buildings that store data? That was almost a decade ago. And now this has become this huge thing. I never imagined at that time that this topic of data centers would become this huge conversation inside of my city. And to be honest with y'all, I don't live in that neighborhood. I don't live over there by Midtown. Now, I did grow up around there. I grew up off of 66 and Capitol before we moved. But I don't live in that neighborhood. So for me, to be honest with y'all, it's not my fight. It's not my fight. Now, if it was a huge traditional data center, I would be here saying, nope, we can't have it. Absolutely not, because then it becomes my fight. Then it becomes something for me to argue about. But based off the information that we have been given, it doesn't seem like the environmental impact is going to be that significant. And it doesn't seem like this is a real data center. But there is a battle to be had. There's a battle to be had because it is an opportunity for the people in the community to let their voices be heard. The people in the community need to listen, they need to learn, and they need to respond and let their voices be heard when it comes to this data center, whether or not they want that in their community. That will be up for the community to decide, is this what they want? It's not for me, who doesn't live in that district. I think this is one of the things where I think when more information gets out there, I believe an educated decision should be made on what they want to do. Because I'm not saying build it, I'm not saying don't build it. But I will say this, is that area of Midtown is completely depleted. You got the Lowe's there that's been sitting there empty for feels like 20 years. You got the Walmart that's been sitting empty there for, it seems like, over a decade. Like, you got all these, or maybe just a decade now. You got all these big box buildings just sitting there as a huge eyesore. And so something has to be done. They're putting the library there, sure. I mean, if that's what they want to do, that's not my community. They want to do that, fine. Go ahead and do that. When it comes to this data processing center, that's for the community to decide on. But I encourage people to get all of the facts, all of the information, before rushing to judgment. Because when I first initially got all some of the information, I said, so what they building now? But then when I saw more information come out, I said, okay, well, it seems to me that there needs to be a bigger conversation about what this is and whether or not the community wants it. Now, lastly, Truth Nation, Tony Evers said it best. He said they believe that somehow putting money back into people's pockets that are struggling financially across the state, apparently they don't believe that's an issue. That's what Tony Evers told WISN's Up Front over the weekend. He said they're going to say, well, we're going to fix it next time, and all these wonderful things will happen after Tony Evers is gone, and we'll get a new governor, and we'll have Democrats all over the place. That's fine. That's a wish list. But you're impacting kids right now, impacting children right now is a bad place to be for Democrats. I agree. I stand with Tony Evers, and I said it last week before I left, and I will say it again today. Democrats and some Republicans made a stupid decision refusing to return money, tax dollars, back to our pockets. And some of the excuses that I saw for this was, oh, everybody won't get it. Okay, well, everybody won't get it. Some people won't get it. That's life. Everybody don't get a lot of stuff. You know what? Being middle class, you know what I didn't get? I didn't get a lot of grants to go to college. I didn't get to go to college for free. Why? It's because my parents worked hard enough for me to be able to not have to get any additional funding to go to school. I was fortunate enough. There's a lot of wealthy people that pay a buku amount of money in taxes. Why? It's because of the fact that they worked hard enough and they earned that. And at the end of the day, yes, everybody ain't going to get everything. And that's my biggest problem that I have with this, is that there seems to be that Democrats and Tom Tiffany, even though Tom Tiffany didn't vote against it, but he came out against it vocally, they decided that they were going to play politics instead of doing what is right. And honestly, I'm completely turned off of all the Democratic gubernatorial candidates because none of them are living in the reality of politics. And I hate when people make empty promises. Don't sit here and sell us a dream that you can't make come true. And that's what a lot of these Democrats are trying to do. They're trying to sell a dream on this campaign trail that, oh, we're going to, when we win, we're going to do all of this. The hell with that. Stop playing them games. Because if the wins don't win the assembly and they don't win the Senate and they don't win the governor's mansion, then they just wasted our money. They wasted our money. They're playing stupid politics. Any Democrat saying they could for sure get a better deal is lying to you. And I do not like to be lied to, Truth Nation. I don't know about you. It's one thing to say that you want schools to get more funding. It's another to say we're going to give kids more money because we're just going to do it. No, that's not the way it works. That's why you see the state of Wisconsin is struggling to fund schools because the Republicans have been refusing to fund these schools and giving them additional dollars. And when we finally had an opportunity to do it, the Democrats here in Milwaukee voted no. Voted no. Tony Evers is the only thing keeping Wisconsin Republicans from ramming whatever they want down our freaking throats, just like Scott Walker did. Y'all got short-term memories, and I got a problem with that. We hated Scott Walker as a politician. Don't know him as a man. People protested him. People too often and too soon forget how awful it was under Scott Walker, and now Democrats are counting their chickens before they hatch. Truth Nation, I want you to know, NPS was going to get a large portion of that money. They were going to get millions of dollars. Millions of dollars Milwaukee Public Schools was going to get, so Milwaukee lost out on this money. Our local state representation took millions of dollars away from Milwaukee Public Schools. That is a fact, and I wish somebody would try to debate me on that. The local politicians who represent Milwaukee in the state Senate and represent Milwaukee in the Wisconsin Assembly who voted no to the tax bill that would have gave additional millions of dollars for education across the state of Wisconsin, but specifically would have sent millions of dollars here to the city of Milwaukee, cannot tell you that that is a lie. They voted against sending money to Milwaukee Public Schools over politics. Over politics and selling you a fake dream. That is 100% fact. Our representation in the city denied MPS millions of dollars because they didn't like it. They didn't like the deal. It wasn't a perfect deal. You know what MPS hasn't been getting from the state for years? Additional funding to this amount of money, this significant amount. But we didn't like it. Hypocrites. That's what the Democrats here in the city of Milwaukee are, hypocrites. And I'm talking about on a state level. You said you're going to get a better deal. Oh, we better get a better deal. Because if we don't win the state assembly, if we don't win the state senate, and we don't win the governor's mansion, everybody going to be looking like boo-boo the fool, begging for more money. It's a shame. Y'all should be disappointed. I'm disappointed in y'all. Very disappointed in y'all. With that being said, Truth Nation, we come back on the other side. I am going to talk about my bachelor party. Now, y'all, let me tell y'all, I asked y'all a question last week. Is it really a bachelor party if you do not visit a strip club? Well, Truth Nation, I have the answer coming next.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, y'all should have seen your boy down in Nashville for my bachelor party. I showed y'all the bachelor party shirts, and you know how guys can be sometimes. I ain't wearing that. Oh, they put the shirts on, and we got all the attention. Everybody kept saying that. I forgot what my shirt said. We went on a brewery tour, and I forgot the shirt said Kyle's bachelor party. Everybody said, oh, who's Kyle? I said, I'm Kyle. What's up? They're like, congratulations. I said, for what? They said, for your bachelor party. I said, oh, that's right. My Big Frog shirt. If you need any apparel needs, make sure you visit Big Frog in Mequon. They are fast. They are friendly. But more importantly, they are great when it comes to the quality of shirts that you get, the quality of products that you get. I'm telling y'all, they have been fantastic. If you need hoodies, if you need shirts, if any type of apparel needs, go to Big Frog and Mequon. Give them a call. I promise you, Basil and Brittany will hook you up. They do a fantastic job. So go ahead and visit Big Frog in Mequon, and I promise you, you will walk away saying, I am so happy Kyle gave me that information. Big Frog and Mequon is the place to go. I love my shirts, and there's more to come, Truth Nation. It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace. You can always listen to us on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You can also download the 101.7 The Truth app, where you can listen back to all your favorite Truth shows. Now, Truth Nation, yeehaw, your boy is back from Nashville. And I was feeling myself. I ain't gonna lie. I had some boots. I had my flannel. And I had my cowboy hat on. And everybody was loving it. So you can just call me Cowboy K-Wall for the rest of the day, because that's exactly how I feel, girl. I had a good time down in Nashville enjoying myself with my friends. And I guess what I found out is I have a little bit of a reputation, Truth Nation. I got a reputation. My friends think I'm a little bit of an oversharer when it comes to this radio stuff. And they said, oh, you like to share what happens on bachelor parties. So they were asking me, they said, Kyle, what are you going to say on the radio about your bachelor party, about your trip? Now, Truth Nation, clearly, there are only so many things I can say. It was a good time. I will say this, though. Everybody was on their best behavior. Everybody was on their best behavior down in Nashville. It was my one and only bachelor party, Truth Nation, and it clearly, it really lived up to that. Just so y'all know, I was up for 24 hours straight during this bachelor party. Crazy. I usually in bed. I can't stay up past midnight for the most nights. So the fact that this old man was able to stay up for 24 hours straight shows you we definitely was raging and having a great time. 15 grown men kicking it around each other. It was fun. It was fun. I realized my boys, they can't be hurted. They was too much. But Truth Nation also, I want to tell y'all the three things that I learned from this weekend. Because we talk about, well, did you go to the strip club? Did you do that? I'll let you know. But there's three things that I learned from this fantastic weekend down in Nashville. First and foremost, the shirts were a hit. People were walking around saying, oh, who's Kyle? And I'm like, how the hell you know my name? Oh, my shirt. So again, shout out to Big Frog. But Truth Nation, the first thing that I learned from this weekend, life lessons, because that's what life is about, is learning from your experiences. And the first thing I learned from this is that friends trips are incredible for the soul. I didn't know I needed this. That's what we were all saying. We didn't know we needed to be able to kick it like we kicked it down in a different state, 15D. We didn't know we needed that. And on top of that, we didn't realize that we should have dressed up the way we did, because we dressed up in our flannel, as you can see. A lot of us got chains on. We got cowboy hats. They got cowboy boots. And the brothers took over Nashville, and they were loving it. They're definitely loving it. In Truth Nation, a lot of times we get caught up in the day-to-day of our lives, and we don't make time for all of our friends and the people we truly care about. This was a great reminder of making the most of each moment, making memories for a lifetime, because that's exactly what we did. We made memories for a lifetime that we will always talk about. And as black men, I think it is essential for us to continue to lean on one another, because we need one another. And one thing that I love during this trip is I remember one of my friends, he was filling out a workbook. And I said, what you doing filling out a workbook? It's time to turn up. He said, I asked, what is it that you're doing with that workbook? He said, oh, this is my mental health workbook. I usually do a page of per day to keep myself right. And I said, bro, that is incredible. I love that. Because to me, it just shows the growth and the understanding for we as black men to know that self-care is so important. You hear these women talking about self-care all the time, all the time, all the time. And the fact that even though we're out here having a good time partying, turning up, this brother said, hey, like, I want to turn up. I want to have a good time. But I need to stay consistent with this because I feel good when I'm able to go through this workbook and to openly work on the workbook and openly admit that they're working on a workbook. I love that. I truly love that. So that is something that I love, that self-awareness, and I love that self-care. But my group was having a ball. My group was having a ball. Now, Truth Nation, the other thing, number two, the other thing that I was able to realize from this bachelor party trip is I now understand there's a song by Chris Brown. The song is called These Garden Tools Ain't Loyal. Now, y'all know what it is. It's these, you know, these woes ain't loyal. But in this instance, I'm going to say garden tools because even though my last day on the truth is going to be on Friday, I ain't trying to get nobody no FCC violations. But Truth Nation, there were some single guys in this group. They were having a good time. As a matter of fact, the single guys were having the time of their life. They're having the time of their life. And one thing I didn't realize when I booked this trip for the brothers to go take over Nashville, brothers plus one, because we got our white boy we have, but the brothers plus one, when we was taking over Nashville, I didn't think about, oh, this is the bachelor party capital of the U.S. I wasn't thinking about how for the single men who were going to be there's going to be a lot of women down there. I was just thinking about the fact, hey, when I chose Nashville, I was thinking about the most cost-effective thing. I said, well, this is affordable. It's not far of a drive. It should be a cheap flight for people. I was thinking about affordability. I was thinking about, oh, man, when you go out down in Nashville, they got somewhere that you can go. It was cool. I was thinking about that. I didn't know until we got there. I didn't realize that it was going to be single men and in my group that was literally drooling over themselves because all these women's in shorts and boots. Matter of fact, one woman I saw out, I saw her butt cheeks. She had on chaps. She had on chaps and her butt cheeks. And so I said, oh, my gosh. They weren't very big cheeks. But there was still butt cheeks that was out. Good time. Good time. But I would say any other group we ran into with brides, they were fantastic, right? It was cool because, you know, I'm not, you know, I do a radio show. I'm not typically a guy who likes to be the center of attention, but I do this radio show. And it was cool running into these other couples and saying, oh, hey, how you doing? And just talking about our weddings and talking about our wives. Like, that was the coolest part about it. It's because one thing is I talk about my baby girl on ESPN. I talk about her here a lot. I brag about my girl because I love her. I adore her. That's the reason why I'm marrying her. And I love the fact that it was just me and different brides, because it's mostly brides. I didn't see any other bachelor parties down there. But and neither did my group of friends. They weren't looking for any other bachelor parties. But my group of friends, they were having a good time, but I really enjoyed legitimately talking to other brides about their wedding. Oh, what y'all got coming up? And say, oh, yeah, me and my girl, we doing this, we doing that. Like, that was fun. It, to me, is a level of maturity, right? Because 10 years ago, I wouldn't have gave a damn about none of that. I said, move, bride, I don't want you. Give me your friend. But now it's like, oh, let's have a great conversation talking about our upcoming weddings. Where are you going to have your wedding at? What's the venue? What does it look like? How's it been? I said, yeah, I'm a groomzilla, so it is what it is. I tell people that all the time. I like things done a certain way, and that's why we're going to do it. So it was really fun for me. It was really fun for me. But, Truth Nation, why I said these woes ain't loyal is not because of the brides. The brides were on their best behavior, or at least the ones I knew. See, the Bachelorette also brings a lot of other women around. And I have never been with a woman who ain't sugar, honey, iced tea. That's for Al. All my women that I have been with have been loyal to me. They've been consistent. And I guess I was naive to not think that there are some women out there that ain't bleep. They talk about men being dogs. There's some female dogs out there too. So me and my boys, we out kicking and having a good time. And one of my boys, he was trying to hit on this girl, you know what I'm saying? And she said, oh, well, I'm married. Or no, she said, oh, no, I'm engaged. And I heard her say that. I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up. That's a nice ring. And after she said that, she proceeded to hold my guy's hand. I said, whoa. I'm thinking to myself the whole time. I said, oh, wait a minute. How is this girl telling us she's engaged, but she's sitting here holding hands with my guy who is single? I said, oh, hell, I wish my girl would. She was flashing a ring. And next, you know, she holding another man's hand. Hell no. And then another engaged, well, that's this one was married. Another, a married woman blew a kiss to my friends. I said, what in the world? What type of trifling mess is this? And I realized, y'all, that number two thing that I learned from this weekend is that these women are not loyal. I guess I was naive. Very naive. I just thought that, I mean, obviously people they cheat. But I didn't realize nobody cheated on this trip with these ladies. Nobody did anything. Even the single guys didn't do anything. But the fact that they were entertaining some of these dudes. Hey, my baby, don't entertain these dudes. Don't do that. Don't do that. But 833-212-1017. They say men are the dogs, but I think women are just as big as dogs as men. One of the young bucks on the trip, we had a couple young cats on the trip. He said, Kyle, I think I now realize why some of these NBA players like LaMelo Ball and Jalen Green, I think I now understand why they get these older women pregnant. I said, yeah, these older women are manipulative. They know exactly what to do. He said he was talking to somebody. She was like, yeah, and you know, the thing is men are easy. All you got to do is not be a headache for them, take care of them, make them feel good, and you good. And I was like, this is crazy. This is crazy. Now, lastly, Truth Nation, the last thing that I learned, that I'm going to share that I learned from this weekend, is I asked a question last week. Brothers, do you remember me asking a question about the bachelor parties? Do bachelor parties, should they go to strip clubs? Well, Truth Nation, I have the answer. I finally have the answer. And the answer is simple. Hell, yes, you should. Visit the strip club. Do it with your friends and your family who have money to blow, though. So go, if you gon' go, don't go like a brokey. Don't go there where you broke. Go with people that's gonna make sure that it is a good time. Because Truth Nation, it wasn't about the entertainment. It wasn't about the lap dances, because I didn't want no lap dances. It is not about the body parts that I saw. I saw many body parts, too much. I saw way too much. It was about the vibes and the memories, Truth Nation. That's what it was about. Your boy went from not wanting to go to the strip club to being in a private VIP room. Oh, I felt like I ran the damn place. I was so happy. I felt like the man. My little cuz was walking around. He dropped me. I'm sitting there. He's like, hey, cuz. He dropped me a stack, a big old wad, a stack of ones. I said, oh, because you know me. Y'all know. Y'all know me. You know I didn't go to the ATM. I don't do ATM fees. I said, I'm just here to sit and enjoy with everybody else. I wasn't planning on throwing a single dollar. My little cuz came and dropped that big old wad of ones in my hand. And so, you know, I decided I was going to stimulate the economy. So I was just, you know, I'm just throwing and stimulating the Nashville economy because that's what I was trying to do. And what's funny is this, because, again, I'm not the biggest fans of strip clubs, but I did enjoy myself, especially when you got a private room, y'all. I'm telling you, when we walked in, get you some rich friends. We walked in, they said, oh, come on. They had to skip the line, and then they said, go through the strip club to get to the other room. I said, the other room? I go back, oh, it's a whole empty room. I felt like Chris Tucker in Rush Hour, where, you know, you walk in, he had that scene where he was about to get a massage. There was just a line of women. He said, give me her. Now, I wasn't picking nobody, but it was just women waiting. I said, wow, this is crazy. Like, this is the life that people live. It's crazy. It's outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And the funny part is, I'm sitting there minding my business. Like, little Snapchats into my girl. I'm sitting there in the corner. I'm just chilling like, oh, my goodness. This is crazy. And one young lady, you know, entertainer came up to me and said, you want to dance? I said, no, I'm just here to throw money. Thank you. That's not what I'm here for. So understand thyself. Enjoy yourself. But I'm telling y'all this right now. The fact that we went to a strip club, I did not want to go. But once you get with a group of people who want to go, you really have no choice. That's one thing I learned, is that you can't tell people what to do. So it was cool. And you know what? We left out. I went inside the strip club after we went out to the bars It was still dark out. I came outside. I said, what time is it? The sun was rising. I said, oh, wow. I ain't did this in a long time. Boy, your boy was up for 24 hours. 24 hours. But for real, this was crazy. But Truth Nation, the biggest thing that I wanted to I also want to talk about is this. It was a fun trip. I had a good time. Obviously, there's wild stories. There's great memories. Boy, everybody's still texting now talking about the great memories. Everybody can't wait for the wedding, which is going to be another thing. The wedding is finna, I'm very nervous. It's going to get a little wild and rowdy, but it's going to be a great time this summer when I have it in June. But the one thing on a serious note, because everything, you know, I have fun. I want to connect it back. And the one thing that I wanted to do when I was down there is I wanted to make sure I supported Black owned, especially with everything going on down in Tennessee, where you literally have them in Tennessee taking away the voting power of African Americans. That's what they're doing in the South. They're literally trying to rig elections and taking away representation of African Americans. And going to a state like Tennessee, somebody said, I remember last week, they said, you going down to Tennessee right now with all that going on? I said, I already planned a trip out. But regardless of not, my goal is I always want to support Black-owned businesses. And especially with all the stuff that was happening, I said, I got to. And so one thing that I realized is that I got jealous when I went to these Black-owned businesses, because I literally went to these fantastic restaurants, upscale vibe and feel restaurants, and I wish my city had it. I went to a place called Noor Cocktail and Kitchen. It was delicious. It was beautiful. The service was great. It was fast. The manager came up and asked us, is everything good? Is the food good? They checked on us. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal service, Truth Nation. And the food was great. It literally checked all the boxes. And I said, man, we need this in my city of Milwaukee, because so far too often, we have some great restaurants that don't check all the boxes. This place checked all the boxes. Black owned. Loved it. And then, you know, we got bottle service, you know, we went to the club, had a good time. But we went to this place called Jar 10 Nashville. It's a lounge. We got bottle service. And the customer service was second to none. We walked up. I said my name. They said, bet, come on in. They put us into our section. They didn't pressure us to buy bottles. They didn't say, hey, 20 ahead for this. No, you got a section. And when I talked to them, they said, oh, you celebrating this? You good. It was easy peasy. It was great, and it was just a whole bunch of beautiful Black people having a good time in there. The DJ had it cracking. Y'all know I like ratchet music. There were no fights. There was no beefing. There's no mean mugging. It was just all good vibes. I was jealous because here in Milwaukee, unfortunately, when you go to some places, you feel the tension in the air. So I'm jealous of the fact that I was able to go to this other city where there are a lot of great universities down there. You got some Black schools down there too. But the fact that I could just feel the energy was so different. I felt free, Truth Nation. I felt free. And unfortunately, here in Milwaukee, I don't believe enough of us feel free when we go out, because we got to look over our shoulders, or we got to concern ourselves about, oh, I hope things don't go left here. So I felt so free down in Nashville, and I was jealous of the fact that, you know, they have a place and places that you can feel that way. And then lastly, Truth Nation, I'm telling you, it was just Black people living their best lives. It was beautiful. It really was. There's some girls from St. Louis next to us. One of my friends was having a good time, too good of a time. I saw one of the videos, because, you know, you forget stuff. It becomes hazy. And then you see the videos. You say, oh, wow, crazy. But then the other thing I did, this place was a little out of Nashville, but I said, I got to go. It was a place called Papa Turney's Old Fashioned Barbecue. And it was a little juke joint. A barbecue juke joint. It was a nice restaurant on the river. It had live blues music, but it was family owned and you felt it. It was like a little shack that was right there on a lake that they have. You can sit on the patio and look at the lake and look at the boat, so you can go inside and listen to the music. The man that owned the place was playing music. When you walked in the door, he saw us come in. He said, what's happening, fellas, as he's playing? The service was great, it was fast, and it was diversity inside there. Everybody just enjoying blues music, enjoying food, enjoying good vibes, hanging out on the patio. Y'all, it was great. And what I realized is that Black people here in Milwaukee were limited. We're not living up to our full potential. We're not living up to our full potential. We're being robbed of true joy and happiness in this city. I understand when people say, I left Milwaukee, I left the city of Milwaukee because of this or because of that, and I feel better. We have to find a way over the next 15 to 20 years to make sure we demand that we turn this community around. That turnaround just doesn't start with politicians. That turnaround starts in holding people accountable in a classroom and holding families accountable. Y'all, I loved my experience down there, specifically with the black-owned businesses. I was so proud, but I was jealous because I can tell the black community down there, I'm sure they have issues like any city and any community that has issues. But I felt like Milwaukee deserves better. You deserve better. I deserve better. Brother Z deserves better. Everybody deserves better in our community. And I know we can get there, but we got to change some of our habits and our behaviors and our mindsets. And it starts with the youth. Milwaukee needs more special places like I just visited down in Nashville, Tennessee. But 833-212-1017, Truth Nation. When we come back, I'll share my final thoughts on the show, but Yeehaw, Cowboy K-Wall had a great time down in Nashville. We'll be back.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
One Call, That's All with Gruber Law Offices. If you or a loved one is ever injured in an accident, make sure you make One Call, That's All to Gruber Law Offices, and they will take care of you. I remember I got into my car accident. I made One Call, That's All to Gruber, and they took great care of me. They made sure that I could focus on healing while they focused on winning my case, and that's exactly what they did. And remember, with Gruber Law Offices, y'all, you never pay a single penny. You ain't paying nothing out of pocket until they win your case. So get with the winning law firm today by visiting Gruber at gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com. One Call, That's All with Gruber Law Offices. You can call them at 414-276-6666. That's 414-276-6666. It's One Call, That's All with Gruber Law Offices. Now, Truth Nation, as we end the day today, I just want to once again let everybody know is that this will be my last week of shows here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, but it will not be my last week doing content that focuses on the community. Because I'll talk more later this week, but the response that you guys have given me since January 20th of 2025 has been incredible. And I love talking sports on ESPN, I do. But there is nothing like talking to your community and your people and having community conversations about things that actually matter. Sports are fun, but they're not life or death. The things inside of our community are life and death. And that's not just me speaking in hyperbole or me exaggerating. It is literally life or death. And I feel like I would be doing a disservice by just abandoning having a platform and abandoning having these conversations. And so again, my last day on The Truth will be Friday, but Truth to Power will live on in some form or fashion in the future. So thank y'all so much for listening. I appreciate y'all. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll get YouTube figured out tomorrow. For those who are listening or tuned in on the car, we'll get YouTube figured out. The show will be posted on YouTube still later today. But boy, oh boy, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. Love your friends. Enjoy your friends. Have a good time. I feel so blessed and so fortunate to be able to have people that are willing to travel from across this country to just hang out with me and have a great time. So, Truth Nation, thank y'all so much. I love y'all. Gonna be a great week of shows, I promise y'all. I'm a punch. I'm gonna deliver every single day for y'all because this is gonna be the last week of Truth to Power, and we're gonna go out with a bang. It's been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. The Tory Lowe Show is up next from 1 to 4. Truth Nation, peace out. I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.